Man is constantly trying to better the conditions of this world, but is leaving out the one thing that would enable him to make real progress. We know from the Word of God that the failure of man will continue, and that it will be the Lord who will establish righteousness upon the earth. We are often reminded of man's incompetence by legal decisions that are so contrary to absolute truth as it is revealed in the Word of God, that the contrast can be seen without any difficulty. In England, a doctor enticed a grocer's wife and was sued by her husband for alienation of affection. The noted judge, Sir Henry Alfred McCarty, handed down a decision against the grocer. He said, "I must tell you that a woman's body does not belong to her husband by her own will, and can decide whether and when to bear children. She is a citizen, not a serf." Throughout the world, men and women are in turmoil because of marital difficulties. States make laws and judges hand down decisions, but the Word of God still stands. The greatest degree of happiness between man and woman will be achieved only when the principles of the Word are taken as the basic foundation of the marriage relationship. This means, of course, that ideally both parties must be born again in Jesus Christ. Then, as in no other time, can the principles become operative. However, these principles can operate even in the lives of unbelievers because they are biblical, God-inspired, and God-commanded principles. Contrast the judge's decision with the statement in the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 7:4 says, "The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife." There is no place of privilege given to either man or woman. The union between them is such that each is the master of the other. Thus comes true happiness. The world laughs when it thinks of old bachelor Paul speaking about marriage. The world reads, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." Ephesians 5:22 and 24. That is all the world sees. But with one more verse, the picture changes. "For though it is true that the woman is given as her standard of love, the highest type of human love, that of the church for Christ, the man is given even a higher standard. To the man is written, 'Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.' No woman will have difficulty in submitting to a man who would be willing to be crucified for her." That quote is from Dr. Donald Gray Barnhouse. Since, as Genesis 2:18 in your study pointed out, marriage was God's idea to provide joy and satisfaction, then he must have some ideas worthy of note. Let's look at God's specific words to the husband and wife who make up the marriage. He asked the wife to submit in Ephesians 5:22 and to reverence in Ephesians 5:33. When an all-wise God asks something from us, there is foresight behind his command. Here are five reasons he gave the woman those two charges. One, being able to submit and show respect are the basic weaknesses of the feminine nature. Two, the basic needs of the masculine makeup are to have respect and to be allowed to lead. Three, these are basic to a woman's relationship to God. Four, they are the only means by which a woman is most fulfilled. And five, they are two natural responses to love. God asked the husband to do one specific thing, love. In Ephesians 5:25 it says, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." And in Ephesians 5:33 in the Amplified, "However, let each man of you without exception love his wife as being in a sense his very own self." Why did he give such an order to men? One, being able to show love is the basic weakness of men. Two, love is the essential need of women. Three, it is the basic attitude of Christ to the church. Four, it is the only true means of properly fulfilling his authority role. And five, it is the means of winning from the woman the admiration and submission he so desperately needs. If Jesus Christ were walking in our shoes today, one emphasis he would give attention to is the rebuilding of unity in the marriage relationship. We have commands from God that could do this very thing. May we obey them with fresh courage and find our happiest hours ahead.